just outside Castle Blaney, in a townland called Amoy. Mrs. McBride, the midwife, cried, "You have a baby boy." No one took any notice what the wise old woman said. She said this child is special as she dried the baby's head. More than 20 years had quickly passed, the boy was now a man. And only when they heard him sing did they understand the words that wise old woman spoke all those years before. The baby's name must now be Tom, and part of our folklore. They stood on stage beside him for many, many years. They shared lots of good times, some laughter and some tears. Ronnie, Seamus, Ginger, Henry, Cyril, John, with their magic beat, the mainliners, the band, the Backbeat Tom. They were on the road in 66, to Dublin did it go. It was arranged by RTE to play the showband show. A little song with 16 lines would change their lives forever. The first time on TV, Big Tom sang Gentle Mother. 10 years they were together, the dream come to an end. Big Tom farmed the Travers to be his backing band. He sang in Fort Worth, Texas, this time he went by plane. But four roads to Glen and Maddie brought him home again. They stood on stage beside him, playing their hits from way back then. It's a weary, weary world, and the roses bloom again. Kevin, Ken, Paddy, Harry, Packy, Sean, the last tune that we heard each night, we gotta travel on. Now in 89, the mainliners and Tom reformed again. Back to Castle Blaney and the GNR steam train. They said goodbye to three good friends as time kept moving on. John McCormick, John Mooney, and Cyril, who played trombone. I can't believe it's 50 years since the first heard Big Tom sing. The Carroll County accident to the same way you came in. So Big Tom, keep on singing, never mind old Father Time. If it's lonesome at your table, you're welcome here at mine.